description, he said, not to be found, not that, he said, for, Scott, just on the description of the performance accident, you know, I almost think it's for Hamilton, he said.
But you've spoiled everybody, Mr. President, because you're always very courteous to them. You've taken every rough decision yourself. And they should feel that they should ask themselves, what can they do to make your life easier? Not what you can do to fight their battles. And there is this endless pitching, but still there's a different quality now to the debate. There is a
You're talking about tyranny. I'm talking about
the Republican. No, I know the Republican. I know what you're talking about. You're talking about Scott and Ford and
Fortin's. Scott. Mainly the senators. Farr, Scott, even that fellow like Curtis and Bellman. These guys, none of them, for Christ's sakes, can run anywhere near what we did the last time. Why the hell did they run?
Well, because the Republicans, Mr. President, have become an irresponsible party. As a party.
Sure.
They've had two great vote getters who got them elected, but who got them the presidency, but they have not been a governing party since 1932 as a party in Congress. And so they are crabby little men who have gotten into the habit of opposition, oppose even their own president, don't feel that this is their government. They're entirely a sort of little clique of congressional diehards. That is a big problem. I mean, there's no crisis.
I apparently didn't get across the point I was trying to make. You say, somebody I call on. Apparently causing, but this breathing of these people tonight, I told them I didn't want Henry to do it because I want to cover foreign policy tonight. Roger just told me he's going over to do it. Now, who's reading? The Secretary of State. There was to be no foreign policy briefing whatsoever. There was to be only on trade, economy, and domestic policy. Well, let me say, as you see, if my remarks, I'll have to start preparing something. If he goes over and covers foreign policy, then I can't do it. I'll have to look at it. Only those three people, Dr. Kissinger was. I took Kissinger off for the reason, first, he's too busy to go around with these parts of the appointments. There was to be no foreign policy briefings. Secretary Rogers said he was going to brief them. I don't know if that sound. There just has to be just a little bit better coordination on anything like this. I should go with the suit, shouldn't I? Yes, sir.
Right down here. That's why this is the year to do these raids. If we don't do it now, we won't. Otherwise, I think my analysis was correct, but you, that what had happened after this proposed for our ears and this and that.
I thought it was approved. This is another thing. You know, it's no reflection on Bill necessarily, but he couldn't do that.
He could.
No, but he doesn't work hard enough. No, you have a lot of experience, more than any public figure I've ever met. Nelson couldn't do this. I'm just picking somebody I have a very high regard for. I mean, it's so natural to you that you just do it automatically. And it requires some thinking. Now, when you sit over there and work through these questions and answers for the press conference, where you basically don't have any help, we have suggestions, but they always have your interests. Yeah, but still, you put them into your framework. Or when you have these tough decisions to make, no one knows how many hours you sit there alone working it out and out and over and over and over. I said this to Barbara Walters on that TV show. I don't know whether you saw it. I said, people say the president is rash. Whatever he does,
it's not right.
It works out in excruciating detail.
I'm sorry that you followed your dad, but it's probably good that the Foreign Service gets something that they can be able to promise. People have got to be proud of their people, you know.
This is
they need to be able to go to prison that way rather than to kiss their ass, you know.
Oh, it was a perfect occasion. It was an absolutely dignity. They did it with pride, and there was another thing. The first time you went there, they were sort of going to do you. After all, you were the president. What the hell could they do?
Yeah.
This time, they take pride in what you did, because deep down they know there wasn't anyone else who could have brought about this revolution in our foreign policy. There's just no question what the history books are going to show. If we play this smart, we're going to keep the Russians and Chinese intact. We can have a major progress in Europe this year. We're going to get there. That's the toughest. That's the toughest, because you've got these party chieftains running this goddamn.
Yes, sir. Secretary Rogers is on his way over. He's putting his second chain of flight. He might have canceled for last minute. I recommend that Rogers come over and speak on the international terrorism as it relates to the recent assassinations.
Tomorrow, there's going to be no briefing on foreign policy. Is that totally clear?
Yes, sir. job costs no one. There's no reason on foreign policy tomorrow. Period. Economics, foreign economics, I don't care, but not foreign policy.
Secretary Rogers to take that limited scope today. And your remarks tonight would still be applicable and not be redundant to anything today, sir.
Well, I don't think you could spare me and then go there and just talk about terrorism.
Can't he talk about international economics?
He doesn't know that subject. Very few of us know that subject.
He spoke of Paris guidance then. And now you've got to take the seat of your remarks over there about the United States holding the line against international black men.
Well, also talk about the Paris Conference. Don't need to cover those. Screws it all up, I'll probably have to think of something else to say tonight, because if he steps into the foreign policy area, my remarks generally are a montage of the whole thing. If he cut takes fodder, but I guess it fit.
Except he won't do it with your precision.
Okay. Just don't feel he has to do one there. Who's going to talk to him?
Boston. You better do it.
Well, you better get it. Just say, well, Boston can do it. Just say that it would be, that he is covered, I'm not covered by the world, but the foreign policy in general, but if you touch upon that, I'm not going to get terrorism or various conference. Or some of the conference is the same thing. Okay. Whatever you want, but let it go, let it go. You see how a little thing like that screws up a day.
No, but
you see these people, it shows utter stupidity on the part of some other staff member. What in the name of God did they make a cuckoo out for? You're the foreign policy man, they put Rogers in? What the hell's that do?
Well, if you had wanted that, you could have gotten a precise account from me.
Bet what?
You could have gotten a more precise account from me than from Rogers, but I'm glad I was taken out because I shouldn't give a partisan speech.
Well, you shouldn't give us to see if you talk.
No, it would be best. Foreign policy,
foreign policy
is our most distinctive thing.
It's what most of them are interested in. And let the other people take the more controversial things in the domestic field.
It's not even so much controversial. It's the ones that, I mean, foreign policy is the thing on which you have put your biggest imprimatur.
Can I ask you a few things about... you'll go after the Saudis. Is there anything we can do to the Libyans? No.
I think we should send very sharp notes to all the countries so that they know it isn't free.
And you'll handle the North Vietnamese and the infiltration?
Yes.
What is the situation on basically the ceasefire? And I notice that those damn casualties are still running. Just taking South Vietnamese figure, they're losing 25 to 30 a day. Which would be 200 a week.
Of course, you have to look at this problem from the South Vietnamese point of view. With all that stuff pouring in, for them just to sit there waiting until it's in place. However, Chu has now, at our pressure, given instructions which will result in a step down of activity.
Yeah, but I see. But what about the pressure? What about the pressure
that
the Chinese?
Well, we have put very heavy pressure on them.
No. What about the infiltration?
Well, we have sent already a very sharp note to the North Vietnamese. We ought to send another one. And I think we ought to let him hit some of that. Another thing we could do, Mr. President, and which we might well consider doing, is just bomb the Ho Chi Minh Trail for one day next week.
That's in South Vietnam?
No, that's in Laos.
Shit, why not? Haven't we done that?
No, because they have the ceasefire, but that's stacked supplies.
Can we get Savannah to ask for it? No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Would you say, we got away with it before, all right? If you got enough targets,
Oh, yeah, no, I can say bumper to bumper on that.
All right, all right.
It'd be, it'd be a turkey shoot.
All right, let's have a turkey shoot. Let's go. But why next week?
No, let's find out.
You don't have to worry about that.
No.
No. Why not a turkey shoot?
Well, we want to get that answer on the infiltration first.
You messaged them about the infiltration?
2 days ago. They gave us an answer today. To Sullivan, in which they said these are civilian goods, we send it back. That this is unacceptable. It's total bullshit. There are 350 tanks in circulation.
There are?
Yeah, and lots of 130 millimeter. It's massive. It's the most massive.
Well, what the hell? We can't do. We can't let this go on.
No, I think by this weekend we should hit them.
How much good will that do? It continues to come in.
What
early reason
what
they say they're doing this?
One, there are two things. Some of it they need in order to keep the GBM from pressuring them. On the other hand, the reason we have the decision, they'll make the decision on whether to start an offensive, depending on their judgment of how irrational we're likely to be. The advantage of hitting the trails fairly soon, for a day or two, I do it for 1 day, is just to show them that we are not. We are not constrained, and that may push it off for a year. And another thing we can do is to let the South Vietnamese Air Force hit them within the country.
By all means.
They are bumper to bumper.
What in the world?
Hitting harder in Cambodia this week. That we should do also to knock out some of their supplies there. They're not eager to start again if they don't get the sense that we've got, after all, we bombed, remember that when we put in 60 B-52s into Cambodia 3 weeks ago, they didn't even protest. That one raid on the Bang Song with B-52s, they screamed, but since then there hasn't been any significant violation. Basically, that's just a bloody-minded bunch of sons of bitches.